Blog Talk Radio.
Shopping for President's Day sale. When you got there, they told you all the goods from China are sitting on the docks in California. Huh? Can you believe that? You have no idea how helpless we are as Americans. We've lost everything. It's unbelievable. I'll just give you one personal incident. I had an order for 2 3-ton engine cranes. And I took the buyer's money in December, and they're still sitting in California. I couldn't destroy this guy anymore. I went and I shopped, and I found two of a competitor's engine stands. And I got them delivered either today or yesterday. Well, yesterday was Sunday, so they probably got delivered today, or they'll be delivered tomorrow. But my customer has been satisfied; he's taken care of. But the 2 engine cranes that he wanted are still sitting out in California. And I tell you what it did to me: it shortened my profit by 66%. Okay. So I'm not too happy. I'm not a happy camper. But the customer comes first, and whatever it takes to do, I do. And that's where all the goods are. And I hear all of these business analysts talking about, well, you know, the people, the money that they saved on the gas, they haven't spent it yet. How do you know they haven't spent it? Maybe they paid doctor bills with it. Why? Because they didn't go shopping? Maybe they had other bills, you know, like taxes. Okay, so President's Day is over. But how did the communists ever lump in crap presidents with Washington and Lincoln? Are you going to tell me that President Pinocchio Pants, Bill Sykes Clinton, the artful draft dodger, is on the same level as George Washington or Abe Lincoln? Did Washington kick the American Revolution can down the road? Did Lincoln leave the Civil War for the next president? The Clinton Towers were attacked in 1993 by deeply religious Muslims. There's no such thing as a radical Muslim. Get that communist crap out of your head. The word radical is not in the Arabic dictionary. There is only one Islam. There is only one God. There is only one Quran. And Shahadis are martyrs. They are saints in the Muslim religion. They go to paradise. They get express Girl Scouts. They get 72 virgins, 80 with a coupon. So don't let the communists, who have no idea what any religion is up to, tell you that they understand peaceful Islam. There's only one peace in Islam, a piece of you and a piece of me. Yeah, and just because they're nice to you today doesn't mean they can't kill you tomorrow when they know they can get away with it. Did Lincoln leave the Civil War for the next president? No, he didn't. Okay, the only good news is Obama, the imaginary president, he can't even show us his papers. My dog has more papers than Obama, and he's a mongrel. Yeah, his President's Day sale is a great bargain. Yeah, if you're shopping under President Obama Day sale, you don't have to pay, and you can shop even after the stores are closed. And all sales are guaranteed by the ACLU. And even though you did not pay, you can still return the goods and get cash refunds. America is loaded with government tax profits. There's plenty to go around. There's plenty to spend. You can get Obama phone, but you can't get Rosetta Stone so you can learn how to speak English. What, the Babylonians are here? What, did the Babylonians build the Tower of Babel? Yeah. No such word as radical Islam. Islam is Islam. So I'm going to tell you about the Prophet Muhammad and the cops. When they called the cops, COPTS. When the Prophet Muhammad was sweeping through the Middle East using a policy of convert or die, the Coptic Christians of Egypt supported Muhammad, and they opposed the Pope in favor of Muhammad because he was an Arab like them. For doing this, the Prophet Muhammad guaranteed their freedom and offered his protection. So when a Muslim today, the modern Muslim, kills a Coptic Christian, he is breaking the promise of Muhammad. And I'll bet you the Coptic Christians have that promise in Muhammad's handwriting. And never forget the Egyptians took in Christ when King Herod was trying to kill him. Remember that. The Christians took in Christ and protected his family, the Egyptians. The fate and peace of prosperity for the Egyptian people lays in the strong arms of the Egyptian military and General Assisi. There's a guy that's on death watch, on death row. The fate of the entire Middle East lies with the Egyptian people, but they don't like Obama, and like many Americans, we don't trust them. And they don't trust CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, and the dating game. In my pro-American life opinion, the cell phone revolution was contrived in the Red House by Valerie Jarrett and the Muslim Brotherhood. Let us not forget the unauthorized overthrow of an old man who was no longer a threat. Muammar Gaddafi opened his arms room to inspectors and gave up his nukes. Now Libya is ISIS territory and a Christian chop shop. Gaddafi feared Bush was coming to get him next, as did the Ayatollahs of Iran, because that is what they would have done if the sandal was on the other foot. Bush missed a great opportunity to end the nuke program. With Obama, there is only retreats and ISIS-made refugees. Pray he doesn't turn an airbase with 300 Marine hostages into another Kaysan or a Mogadishu. Dead Americans mean nothing to this president unless they are criminals killed by cops. He does not like Marines or cops, COPTS. Now Assisi and the King of Jordan are calling for a pushback and destruction of ISIS. Be glad those 21 Christian citizens of Egypt who died looking for work were not Marine hostages, and God help us if Marines fall into the hands of these animal bastards. I could not bear to hear the lies and the cover-ups from our communist UN State Department, led by Hanoi comrade Johnny Bighead Kerry, the inside traitor. America is turning into a Bible story, and the words happily ever after are missing. Now we will turn to a global warming poem. They say no snow in Boston, only a few They say no snow in Boston, a few flurries here and there. Roofs are collapsing, frostbite is everywhere. 70-foot snowbanks, but a flake in the sky. 3 degrees, this ice is hot. Boy, we're all going to die. I got a picture of a polar bear standing on 1 foot, and he's going, ooh, this ice is hot. No more glaciers. The last polar bear is beginning to hurt. He still wears his sunglass and a Hawaiian shirt. Can't wait for my carbon credits to go to the store. By 10,000 shovels, shout death to Al Gore. Okay. Amen. We always end with our prayers with an amen. Okay, I'm going to give you a tune, and we're going to dedicate this to the women's movement who are demanding much too much. But in the kindness of my heart, I want to sympathize with that women's movement, and I thought I would dedicate the next tune to the women's movement, and it's called, coincidentally, Little Egypt.
Step right up, folks, and see Little Egypt do a famous dance of the pyramid. Now she walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks. I went and bought myself a ticket. I sit down in the very first row. They pull the curtain up and then they turn the spotlight way down low. A little Egypt came out certain wearing nothing but a button and a bow. Singing.
We're back. Okay, let's see what we got here. Oh, there's a governor in Oregon, and he likes younger women. You know what? I'm looking for a younger woman. I am. I'm definitely. I'm looking for a younger woman. Somewhere in about 71, 72. This crooked Oregon governor was replaced by a woman, and they said she was bi. Why did they have to bring that up? If you're bipolar, you know, you got to deal with it. You got to live with it. And we should all be supporting somebody who's bipolar. But a lot of people, they want her removed because she's bipolar. I say, don't bring the other crook back. When I run for president, my campaign promise is going to be I will only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. Oregon is gone. The whole West Coast is gone. The New England states are gone. New York has a communist mayor. We have a communist president. The country is only 31% American. You think that's enough to have a revolution? The American Revolution was won by 25% of the country. All the rest that didn't want to get involved. The military can get pink slips tomorrow if the Democrats will take them off. Why do they call us the useless of A? Jump into another tune. Here's some more advice on marriage. And this, pay attention, guys.
This song goes out to all the guys in the Witness Protection Program, the Battered Husbands Division.
Girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy, mother, you're right. Now, take a trip to the
Okay. How many politicians does Goldman Sachs own? That's the question for tonight. Do they own Match McConnell? Who else do they own? Do they own Hillary Clinton? Did Hillary Clinton sit on the board of directors of Walmart? When Michelle Obama was sitting on a hospital board, did she cut the salaries of poor people to justify her $600,000 cut? Yeah. Scott Walker didn't finish college. Oh, my God. The country's going down the tubes. Yeah. We have a president that's a lot smarter than that. Yeah, when he gets his head out of the cocaine bowl. Yeah, sometimes you can be too smart. So who started that BS? Why, it was crazy screaming Howard Dean, the nut job who started the Obama records lie. His was the first lie. They said, let's see your records, Howard. He says, they're all sealed. You can't see them. They're up in the Pribilof Islands. With Obama's and Hillary's a thesis on Saul Alinsky. A college degree today includes a date rape, drug addiction, and anti-American activities. And they got a new one they just introduced, which is real sickening. I forget what it is, but I heard it today. My Catholic high school diploma is superior to that $40,000. Your parents wasted communist jerk building. I got the master's degree. I got an A in religion. If you ask any college schmuck today who was Abraham Lincoln, they'll tell you he freed the vampires. If you ask them the meaning of gesticulation, they will reply, oh, you have to wear a condom. When they finally graduate communist reform school, they are still wards of their parents until they are 26. Maybe we should bring the Indians in and put them on the reservation. God bless the American Indian. They've taught us a lot. They've also taught us to recognize Democrat forked tongues. Don't forget the business majors on spring break in New Orleans. Those girls that daddy sent. Yeah. There used to be how many Jewish princesses does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to get the Diet Pepsi and the other one to call daddy. So what are these girls doing down in New Orleans, these business majors? They're hanging their udders off the balconies. And they're working for beads. The proof of the pudding is their leader, Obama bin Laden, has told us we have to import educated foreigners because America is breeding jerks. Your own president doesn't recognize you as educated. I'll take a leader who has life's experience over a debater who was breastfed by Leon Trotsky and a pothead professor in a Che Guevara P-shirt. These Leventi Beria trainees are politically, mentally crippled so bad that they need a walker. Okay, we're going to do a tune. This is for all the potheads out there.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself, the name. Here's Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of sly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking.
looking for Kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause Kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only Kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now while her pills couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for Kicks. Looking for Kicks. Just Kicks. Nothing but Kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. The name is Mr. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kicks.
Okay. Gentlemen, I said, reduce the size of government and grow the country. And the gentleman came back and said, how do tell how? For starters, 80% reduction in taxes and government size. One term per termite. No lobbies except in a hotel. $1 maximum champagne contribution so every American's vote counts. Whether you're Joe the plumber or GE, the most you contribute is a buck. And TV advertising is free to candidates. So that's when they begin to begin, we can play that tune. Oh, I got a relative that says all politicians should do only 4 years in office, followed by 4 years in jail. Yeah. They should also have to take a lie detector test before and after speeches. So let's see what else we got going here. Let's see. Egypt attacks ISIS in response to beheading of Coptic Christians. Did you see those poor bastards? You see how they were subdued, hoping against hope that they weren't going to have their throats cut, that it was only a video shot, and some called on the name of Jesus. And it even got the Pope upset. I think he was preaching love thy neighbor when the cameras shut down. Yeah. It's unbelievable. How'd you like that Mr. Kickstone? That's Oscar Brown Jr. He great singer. Great singer. A man of his people. Okay. Wanna hear a belly dance song?
Once there was a native dancer down in Egypt land. When she did her native dance, she got the biggest hand. People came through burning sands, especially the males, to see this fiery torso shaker make with the seven bells. Da 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 da. Would you know what I mean? Oh, shake a wicked tambourine. Oh, da 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 da. When they saw this native dancer with her flashing eyes, all the sheiks in Araby said fooey to their wives. Day by day her fame began to spread to every nook, and pretty soon this native dancer shook for King Farouk.
Da 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 da.
Gee, would you know what I mean? Oh, shake a wicked tambourine. Oh, da 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 da. Sultan's bearing treasures came with great anxiety. Gave her pearls and diamonds just to see what they could see. She was loaded down with jewels, and let me tell you, man, to bring it home, this baby had to hire a caravan.
Da 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 da.
Gee, would you know what I mean? Oh, shake a wicked tambourine. Oh,
da da da.
Thank you. luck. With her figure and his brain, she made $1 million. Here's a big surprise for you. Her real name is O'Shea. She used to live next door to me in Brooklyn, USA.
Da, da, da.
The finish of the story, how a gal won fame and glory with
da, 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 da,
oh, on one side, we have one candidate for the Democrat Party, the Bee of Benghazi. The Miss Seventh Floor. Nothing ever gets to the seventh floor. The woman who sings Stand By Your Man. And on the other side, we got about 25. We got 25. It looks like a chorus line. I don't know what we're going to do. We're in trouble. We got no leaders, man. We got no leaders. No, sir. It is sad. Here's an article by a lady whose name is Parker. Miss Parker is Afro-American. And she is saying the Congressional Black Caucus will forego no opportunity to retard black progress in America. You know what's sad? The communists have won. They have won. They control all the important positions in government. They have a black army that is ready to fight whites. They have a Hispanic army that's ready to fight whites. And then they have every splinter group in the nation that is ready to fight whites. And the only thing that the whites have are guns. And they want to take them away. And why would you want to do that? So we can make it easier to kill them. Yeah, buy more guns, guys. Buy more guns. Teach the ladies how to use firearms. Teach the ladies how to use firearms. And don't let anybody who comes to take your guns away intends to kill you. And they will kill you to get them. In the latest example, the caucus has issued a press release calling Senator Rand Paul a racist for opposing confirmation of Loretta Lynch. Lynch is a great Irish name. I'm part of the Lynch clan on my mother's side. And my uncle used to tell me that our family tree had a lot of highwaymen in it. And they even had poets who used to rob stagecoaches. I'm Lynch a horn, oh Lynch a horn, oh catch me if you can. And the coat of arms is three fleurs de lilies. So we must have a little French involvement. And I always felt that when the Spanish Armada broke up over the coast, off the coast of Ireland, that somebody in our family, in our clan, gave sustenance to a drowned, half drowned Spanish sailor, because we're all hairy, so we must have some Spanish blood going back to when was that? 16th century. So Loretta Lynch is no good. She is Eric Holder in a dress. She's a party apparatchik, and I believe they're covering it up, and you can't find it in the press. But I believe one of her communist assignments was to get the congressman from Staten Island, Michael Grimm. Her job was to get him and nail him to one of those Christian crosses. Yeah. He had a 20 count indictment against him. And somebody that knows somebody, a little bird, you know what a little bird tells you? A little bird tells me that they had more than that. If none of those worked, they had more. But what was Michael Grimm's crime? One, he was an ex-Marine,
zone. That automatically requires the death penalty. He was a conservative. That's strike two. He was a Catholic. That's strike three. And he was an FBI undercover agent. That strikes four. Strike four. And the fifth strike was that he was a private, a businessman before he went into politics. So they went back to the videotape and they found a video of him operating his restaurant. And they had a camera on the cash register, and they charged him with stealing a taxable $20 bill. And they said, yes, there he is taking it. You can see it. He's pulling out a 10, a 5, and 4 singles. Yep, that's a $20 bill. So poor Michael Grimm, who stood for freedom. And the witness to his bravery was a pimp-like news bot who stuck a microphone in his face and asked him, well, you know, you're going to jail, when he was making a public statement about, you know, his acts of Congress. And he got him on his side and he said, he called him the F word. And he said, if you ever do that to me again, I'll throw you off this effing balcony. Oh, if he could only have kept his word. Those that wonder why race consciousness remains at high pitch in America. We're all being played, man. The communists are dividing and conquering us. You know the 45 goals of the Communist Party? Do you have any idea what they are? One of them is to gain control of one or both political parties. So they already got the Democrat Party. That's now the Communist Party. And they're working on the rhinos. And what do? They make fun of the Tea Party, those old Christian people, those pro-life people, you know, that want to save the babies, the 4,700 that we killed by 5 o'clock tonight. Yes, they're looking to save Americans. Don't they know that those Social Security numbers are promised to people that are waiting outside the gates of the city? Yeah. So, calling Rand Paul a racist is particularly and pathetically ironic in that he has probably been the most aggressive Republican office holder in reaching out to black groups. I saw him address the NAACP, and he was good. And there wasn't a bone of meanness in his body, and whatever slings and arrows they threw at him, he handled them diplomatically, politely, and kept his cool. They want to keep color rather than ideas and character to be the measure of people. Calling Rand Paul a racist is pathetic. Perhaps speaking the loudest is Paul's aggressive support of school choice. He has traveled across the country speaking in urban areas and to organizations like the National Urban League, calling school choice the great equalizer. Meanwhile, as Paul knocks himself out to get black kids the opportunity to be free to choose a good school, the Black Caucus defends to its last politically motivated and self-serving breath the public school system. I call it the communist cucumber school system, and making sure that black kids have no chance but to stay in it. So who exactly is fighting for the best interests of the black people in America? So Rand Paul, she's giving him a kudo, and there's no comments. No comments. How's that? It's a shame. Should we do a comment? Rand Paul is a good man of all the people. God bless America. I usually say a one nation under God, a two under Tim Tebow. Everybody hates Tim Tebow because he's a Christian. Yeah, he's a Christian. He's one of those Christians, you know, the ones that did the Crusades.
Yeah, with Davy Crockett and Andy Jackson. They were all there at the Crusades killing those poor happy-go-lucky Muslims. Give me a break. Give me a break. Commentary on New York Transit. Freedom for cartoons, but not for a man's conscience. Did you hear about that one? The New York Times is being criticized for its contrast in New York Times. The New York Times had an editor named, I think it was Jimmy Durante. I might be wrong about the first name. He covered up the murder of 12 million Ukrainians for Stalin. He was the editor of the New York Times. This is the same New York Times that called Fidel Castro the George Washington of Cuba. I did everything for my people. I had the revolution. I got rid of Batista. I did everything for the people. How come they haven't got bananas tonight? I'm doing everything to them. Yeah, Fidel Castro, worth $670 million. That doesn't count the drug money. Yeah, and who's down in Cuba already? NBC, nothing but communists. Yeah, they sent Conehead O'Brien down there. You know Conehead O'Brien? The disgrace to the race? Conehead O'Brien. I caught him when he first premiered on Nothing But Communists, NBC. Nothing But Crap, NBC. And he did a bit that totally infuriated me. I hate people who say I'm an Irish Catholic and then they do everything to crap on their heritage. What he did was he did a bit about rabbis, and he had a bunch of fools come out dressed as rabbis carrying a Torah, and they threw the Torah and rolled it out on the stage, and then they danced on it. And not one word from the ADL. Is it the JDL? Not one word. If that had been my father's time and he did that to a Bible or he did that to St. Patrick, he would be part of the stage door when he came out that night to play. Yeah, we've lost our Liberty Bells, folks. We're nothing but a bunch of wusses. We're walking around. Our military is walking around with stress cards. If I get captured by Al-Qaeda, I'm going to show my stress card, and they're going to have to give me a recovery time. Yeah, sure. Lynch is no good. Lynch cannot be approved. If the rhinos approve Lynch, then the rhinos have failed the mission that they were given, and that is to block communism. And they better start learning to say words like deeply religious Muslims instead of radical Muslims. And they better learn to say words like communist instead of Democrat. Comment on crisis in New York. Oh, that's the guy who wants to know how I'm going to do it. Sounds good to me, but he's talking about roads, bridges, airports, and harbors. They all use the same thing. Oh, yeah, but then they're going to deteriorate. Listen, they're deteriorating now. Take the money that we're sending to communist countries like Nicaragua. You know that the Democrats held up and supported the communist government of Nicaragua. Ronald Reagan couldn't get to help to the people that were fighting the communists. Unbelievable. So the Democrats have been communist a long time. It is really sad. Absolutely. I'm going to give you a tune. And oh, we're going to give you a tune to all the Americans, the 2,400 Americans, and usually the they're killed in action. 2,400, I think it was 2,432, about 3 months ago, killed in action in Afghanistan. You know how many Bush lost in Afghanistan? 461. Obama has lost 2,432 up to 3 months ago. God knows what it is now. Usually the wounded ratio is 7 to 1.
So you're looking at 15,000 wounded. And the only thing they can tell you is that Bush didn't have to go to Iraq. But they weren't in downtown New York the night that 3,000 Americans rose in the sky in a spiral cloud of DNA dust. They weren't there. They weren't there. And nobody could get in the whole world, nobody in the whole wide world could guarantee our safety that night. There wasn't a plane in the sky, not one plane. They were either in Europe, Asia, but they weren't coming here because they weren't allowed. And that is sad. Nobody could guarantee our safety. And when the consensus of opinion on the intelligence that we had said Saddam had nukes, we didn't hesitate because Bush didn't want another 911 on his hands that looked like a mushroom. So we sent in 100,000 inspectors because we couldn't trust the UN inspector whose name was Mohammed Baradei. Would you trust a guy named Mohammed to tell you there's no nukes in Iraq? Mohammed Baradei recently ran for president of Iran, where there's no nukes. Yeah, we're in trouble. So that night, nobody could guarantee our safety. And Bush wasn't about to have another surprise open up on his desk the next morning. He did what he had to do. And the wisest thing he did was he had good advisors. Obama has thrown out all the good advisors. He's now surrounded by communists with a different agenda. And you should also know that the 2,400 Americans who died under Obama, not one name ever made the press. They were classified as NATO troops. They weren't even given credit for being American. Under communist Obama. They were classified as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. The only ones who knew who they were their parents and God. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have a letter that was written by a survivor of submarine warfare in World War II. and he pays a tribute to his buddies who died. And in the letter, he says, "I don't hear the tolling of the bells as loud as I used to. Have you forgotten us?" And he mentions the number of submarines that were lost and the crews that were lost. And he points out different guys and their job position on the sub. It's very touching. And you hear this tune that we just played you, and this was played at Kennedy's funeral. "Eternal Father, Strong to Save." That was created by God-loving Americans who served this country, and their crosses are all over the world, the cross of Jesus. And the communists are trying to destroy Jesus and drive him out of the land. And we cannot let that happen. Even if we have to go down to 12 and start all over. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Here's some headlines from an outfit called The New American. First headline, over 100 measles vaccine deaths, zero measles deaths since 2004. Over the last decade in the United States, the deaths of over 100 children at the very least have been linked to receiving the vaccine, compared to zero dying from the disease itself. Second article, UN plan for 2015, a climate summit, would shackle planet with energy restrictions. We got to get away from the UN. It's a tool of the Soviet Empire, which never collapsed, only faked the collapse. Took our money and rebuilt their military. In cahoots with the Chinese. And now in cahoots with President Obama. And the party of death, the Communist Democrat Party. Sheriffs courageously stand between citizens and tyranny. County sheriffs are opposing the growth of the federal government. Make it smaller, man. Make it smaller. Shrink that communist government. Their goal is to put every American out of work and make them government employees. And it'll be the same thing as a coup d'etat. ATF bans popular rifle ammunition, it says, is armor-piercing. They're in all the right places. They're holding the right positions. And they're going to force a revolution in this country. And that's when Obama's going to declare martial law and his new dictatorship. Buy more guns, boys. Buy more guns. The ATF has declared that green tip M855 ball ammunition chambered in 5.56 millimeter is now armor piercing and can no longer be manufactured, imported, or sold in the United States. We got to shut down a lot of agencies, starting with the IRS, the EPA, and the ATF needs an overhaul. We got to change their magazine. Does Rand Paul's belief in conspiracies disqualify him for president? Progressives, that's a fancy word for communist. Liberal, a fancy word for communist. Leftist, fancy word for communist. Socialist, fancy word for communist. The goal is the same, the destruction of the United States. Look at Michael Moore. Michael Moore talks about capitalism. He's got $20 million in the bank. Let us all go to Michael Moore's bank and withdraw the $20 million and then let him really talk about capitalism, how bad it is. Progressives paint Senator Rand Paul as a conspiracy nut who isn't qualified to be president. Hey, you know who they really hate? Ted Cruz. You know what bothers me about Ted Cruz? You got to be up front, guys. If you're going to play the game, you got to be up front. Ted Cruz's wife is a VP at Goldman Sachs. That's why I say the only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. And the maximum champagne contribution anyone can donate to a candidate is $1. Whether they're GE or Joe the Plumber, the most they can cough up is $1. Stop buying votes and stooges.
There is, make a note of this outfit. It's called Open Secrets. It might be .org or .com. But if you go to Open Secrets, I think you'll find them if you Google it. They will tell you what every congressman or senator, where his sources of funds come from, or her sources of funds come from. I went on it, and I was shocked to learn. Do you know who John Kerry's biggest contributor was? Take a guess. How about Mitt Romney's company? What was Mitt Romney's company? Bain Capital. Does that blow your mind? Does that blow your mind? Old-fashioned black and white values in the ages of shades of gray. I saw a good, there was a good a bit on Shades of Gray. It was a couple of Irishmen in a car, and they said, oh, yeah, I know that. We got a book just like it. It's called 50 Bales of Hay. And there was a trailer in front of them, and it ran off the road, and it was half on the road, and the bales of hay were on the side. He goes, here, there's the trailer. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. 50 bales of hay. That's what we all ought to be doing, 50 bales of hay. Salute to Harry Truman. His father couldn't work the farm no more. Harry dropped out of school and went to bale hay on his father's farm. And when he became a president, they asked him, how does it feel? He said, it felt like a bale of hay had fallen on me. And he was speaking from experience. That's when we had good people. You know what else Harry Truman said? Harry Truman said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And you know what else Harry Truman said? When they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to say present or not guilty. Going out with a tune. And let me see if I can find something. We'll do No Other Love with Joe Stafford. Here's a woman talking about fidelity instead of 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
That's our show for tonight. Have a nice night, folks. That chanteuse that was just singing, she now sings for God. Take care.